Hey everyone, and welcome to the official Minecraft podcast. Now this is a fan-made podcast, so it's not the official, but I had to call it that because everybody's got a thing named Minecraft. Okay, so basically, I'm your host, Kitty, and I have with me...
Dragon.
Hey Dragon, sorry for that long speech there. So we're going to talk about the new update. It's rolling out tomorrow morning, and I'm sure everybody's excited. So we'll go ahead and tell you guys what's coming out and what all we know. So basically it's for the Xbox 360 and it's update 1.82. So we'll start off at the top. Everybody's been looking forward to this one. I'll name off all the features. We're going to have creative mode and
they will disable achievements and leaderboard updates if the player is in creative mode or if the world has been previously saved in creative mode.
Basically, that means if a person's been walking, you know, like, you can look at stats of your friends who's walked the further in the world and stuff like that.
We have a friend that has ridden something like 100,000 meters in a minecart.
Yep. Okay, they're also going to add simple tutorial for creative mode, so that's going to be added to the tutorial. They've added sprinting to survival mode. They've added flying and sprint, flying to creative mode. I'm reading this off the forums, by the way. Also, they've added new mobs, Enderman, cave spiders, and silverfish.
Let's see, new items to the game, melon slice, melon seeds, pumpkin seeds, raw and cooked beef, raw and cooked chicken, rotten flesh, iron bars, fence gates, stone brick slabs, stone brick stairs, brick slabs, brick stairs, ender pearl, web, vines, 10 more music discs, sponge and chain armor.
Wow.
Sponge armor?
Okay. Add a new items for crafting menu. That's when you just read. Oh my goodness. Okay. Biome code additions including rivers and oceans. They've changed the bow to have drawing and firing action. They've added a quick move to the dispenser. They've added a quick equip for armor to the inventory interface.
They've also added terrain generation features, strongholds, villages, abandoned mine shafts, and ravines.
Okay. Added quick move for ingredients and fuel in the furnace interface.
That will come in handy.
Very.
Let's see. Brought forward mining speed changes from 1.2.3.
Okay, and they brought forward applies dropping from leaf blocks from 1.1.
Brought forward changes from 1.2.3 to make pumpkins and melons grow from stems much faster and not require farmland around the stem to grow on.
Okay. Trying to find out where we're at. Sorry about that. Okay, they fixed vines brought forward from 1.2.3. Stop them spreading so much. And they added a food bar to the HUD, so when you run around, you're going to have to start eating and stuff like that. If you fight, you got to eat, yeah.
Yep, and the food items will stack now.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've fished, and the fish don't stack. It just keeps taking up room. they've added stacking the food items, like you said. They've added the eating animation. They've enabled crafting mushroom stew without crafting table. They've added the blocking move with swords. Well, that should be pretty cool.
Changed all the text descriptions for food to show how much they refill the food bar.
Okay. Passive mobs will now flee when hit. Oh, that should be funny.
Yeah, you go and smack a... You go and smack a sheep, it's not going to stand there and look at you.
Nope. The snout on the pigs will now protrude from their head.
Skeletons will now hold full-size bows.
Oh, man. Animals no longer despawn, which makes it possible to capture them. Which means I had a world and I would get, like, cows, and they'd pull, like, a Houdini thing, and they'd disappear. When I'd log back in, they'd be gone.
They won't do that no more.
Do what?
They won't do that no more.
No. So I look forward to that.
Zombies now drop rotten flesh instead of feathers.
Okay, they updated some mob sounds.
Shears can now collect tall grass and the new vines.
Okay, improved sunset and or sunrise and sunset.
Improved rain edges when looking up.
Okay, when you're looking up at the rain, you get to see pretty rain. Okay. User placed leaf blocks are no longer decay.
Cloud height raised to the top of the map so clouds can no longer phase through blocks.
Cloud movement syncs with the game's time. Both wooden and stone pressure plates can now be placed on fences.
Improved chest model with a 3D lock and opening and closing animation.
Yeah, we had a problem with my door earlier. We had one of those steel doors. We couldn't get it to work right. That'd be pretty funny. Added a countdown timer to the autosave to stop it being such a surprise.
Which is actually kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, you'll be in the middle of, you know, mining something, and then you see that autosave just pop right up.
Or like a friend of ours, I was falling straight to lava. Now I gotta wait for that.
Yep. Okay, added the ability to rename an existing saved world.
Added map icons in the game. Added map icons to in-game player lists to match their color in the map.
That's cool. Okay. Added a confirmation dialogue on player choosing to exit without saving.
Added a character display when sprinting or flying.
Updated on how to play HUD with the food. Let's see, food bar information.
Added descriptions for creative mode and sprinting to the how to play menus.
Basically in the tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Updated the download content menu with pictures of the DLC available. Added death messages.
I think that's when you die, it leaves like a little message where you died at.
Yeah. Removed Harrowbind. Okay. Also, the options and changes and additions. They've changed the gamer tags display option to. That means if you're live streaming this and you don't want everybody to see the gamer tags that's in there, you can basically turn those off or whatever. Basically, here's what it says: change the gamer tag display option to mean displays or hide gamer tags in game on maps and on maps.
Add an option to select creative mode or survival mode on creating or loading a world.
Okay, add an option to disable clouds.
Add an option to world creation super flat. Creates a flat world near bedrock in both the overworld and the nether. Enable and disable structures and bonus chests.
Added host option toggles the player versus player trust players to stop players being able to mine without permission. From the host, fire spread, TNT explode, and host privileges. Which means you can't have griefers in there. Basically, if you don't trust people, don't, you know, you can turn it off.
Yep. But basically, if you have it, de-clicked or deselected, whatever, that means they would have to get permission from you in order to be able to build or mine and use TNT. But I don't think that stops the in-game griefers.
I don't know.
Creepers,
yep.
Add an in-game player option for host, can build, mine, moderator, kick player, can fly, disable, exhaustion, and invisible.
Store the online invite only and friends of friends options and the player's profile. Sorry about that.
Tutorial world changes. Change the tutorial world to enable the new terrain features in it.
Added a mini tutorial for sprinting in the tutorial world.
Added mini tutorial for eating in the tutorial world.
Added music disc quest in the tutorial world. Players can search the world for the 12 chests for each one containing the music disc that can be played in a jukebox.
And fixes. Fix for duplication glitch.
Finally. Okay, fix for aspect ratio of things to hand in split screen mode.
Fix for issue with player data not saving. Player starting world with no items they had when they saved.
Okay. Fix for redstone tiles burning out when they shouldn't.
Fixed issue with minecart with furnace not being able to move another minecart.
Okay, and fixed a particle. Yeah, particle code for flip third person view. What the heck? Okay. Okay, so there's that. Like I said, it will be coming out tomorrow, which is the 16th. Okay, I follow 4J Studios on Twitter, so. It says Microsoft has confirmed that they've passed the certification test with the 1.8.2 update and will be out tomorrow. And they're talking 2 a.m. Pacific time. And it usually takes about 24 hours for them to, you know, get it passed out throughout the world. So that means if you don't get it exactly that time, you know, it takes 24 hours. So.
Yeah, if it's, oh, let's see, for Eastern time zone, it would be 5 a.m. If you're up at 5 a.m. and you don't get the download, wait an hour or two and you'll probably get it.
Yep. One thing I like to see them add, if they can, is, you know, when you're playing a female character and you hear your character go, ugh, come on now.
Yeah, there's nothing better than Jonah Dark,
mm-hmm.
falling, and then you hear, ugh. Yeah. You're like, dude, looks like
it. Yeah, no. But yeah, I do plan on doing more of these podcasts because they're fun, and keeping you guys up to date with all the news Minecraft on the 360. I play on the PC side sometimes, but I play on the 360 more because you can use the controllers. So, yeah. Also, I have websites you guys can go to. Let's see. Right now, I'm working on one called officialminecraft.ning.com. I've been working on that one for a little bit. And as soon as I get a domain name, I'll be telling you guys that. And also this podcast and just stuff like that. So, also, you guys can follow me on Twitter if you guys want to keep up to date with that. I go by Queen Chibi Moon, so you guys can follow me there. Also, there is a forum on my site I told you about. It's called officialminecraft.ning.com, and you can post there if you want to meet up and play with fellow players, or if you want to play with Dragon and I, you can post there. My gamer tag is Chibi Sailor Moon, or Sailor Chibi Moon, sorry about that. And
my gamer tag would be Darkstone Dragon.
Yep. So you guys are more than welcome to invite us to look at your world or play with us or whatever, you know. In the future, I'm looking forward to going into people's worlds and recording and putting them up on the website. So if you guys want us to look at your world, send us a message and we'll come in and look. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and tell your friends about the podcast and be sure to follow. Thank you so much and have a good evening. And be looking for you on Minecraft. Bye-bye.
Take care.